keep it, keep it. Brit better keep it moving.
Keep it moving is where we scroll through headlines. That's how we all look at the headlines and read them anyways. We just read a headline and decide if we want to click on the story. We'll put 2 minutes on the clock and I'll read a headline. Hannah, you tell me either keep it moving or not. Study shows surprising things people find attractive other than good looks.
Ooh, what?
New study says, like, it's not just, like, a pretty face. There's other things we're attracted to. Like, it's usually, like, little things. The way they move their body odor, the way they
body
talk.
Odor.
Yeah, like their pheromones, like how they smell. Like, when AB was wearing my sweatshirt, she said my pheromones were really great.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. Or how someone talks. Even just like the tone of their voice, we find attractive. New trends: couples adding credit card machines to bars at weddings.
What? Oh, like an ATM?
Like not really like an ATM. It's like a credit card machine that you can actually like help purchase things like their honeymoon or things for them.
Okay,
so instead
that's
of
smart.
Gifts, like, hey, don't bring a gift. Just we'll have a card machine and you can donate what you want. And so after the open bar happens, they'll have like a sign that says, "Hey, do you want to contribute to the flight?" for our honeymoon, and you tip, and people after the open bar, like,
they should have,
you know what, give them 20
exactly.
bucks, give them 50 bucks,
exactly.
and they end up giving more, they're saying.
Right.
They should have the bartenders, like, flip around the iPad and be like, honeymoon
yes.
fund, yes or
yeah.
no?
That's kind of what yeah. they're trying to do. Yeah, that's so funny. Boyfriend glow-ups are trending on TikTok.
This is a real thing.
All
tell
right.
the people.
So boyfriend glow-ups are trending on TikTok, where women are posting videos of their guy when they first met, and then showing how much hotter they made them. Like, I worked on this dude, and now look at him. He's
people
hot.
Are using the "When Did You Get Hot" Sabrina Carpenter song for this trend, and I think it's hilarious.
Yeah, super funny. Car salesman fired after posting on TikTok saying he overcharged a single mom by $10,000 and was bragging.
He Whoa. Should be Whoa. Fired. Keep it moving.
Like, who brags about that on
yeah,
TikTok?
That's-
yes.
Oh, disgusting.
Thank God that guy got fired.
Brit better keep it, keep it. Brit better keep it moving.
Figure out who the traitor is on the Brett Maga Show. I love traitors. Traitors just actually won the Emmy for Best Reality TV Competition. I'm hooked on that kind of stuff, and I'm obsessed with it. And so we're going to do our own version of traitors. Hannah, Kevin, and AB have all been assigned a story that I have given them. They will tell you that story, and then you have to decide who you think is lying. Two of them are true. One of them is made up. Katie, you're going to be the one who has to decide who you think the traitor is.
Okay.
All right, Katie. So they will read you the story. You can follow up with any questions you want. That's how traitors works. You got to try to, you can try to quiz them as much as you want, see if you can poke holes in their story, okay?
Okay.
All right, go ahead, Hannah.
Okay, so my story is about the time that I was, like, kind of in my party era, and I actually made out with a stranger in the middle of a KU celebration for when they won basketball.
All right. Any follow-up questions you'd like to know, Katie? You think Hannah just ran up to a random stranger and just started making out with them?
Were you with any friends when you met this person?
Yeah, I was with all my friends. We were all celebrating.
Did your friends stay with you?
Oh, like afterwards? After the
no,
good
like
question.
Close by, or was it like, because you know, like if girls get in a group, then they're like,
yeah, like are your friends
watching?
I mean, we all were kind of just like running around going crazy.
Okay.
So.
And then you just ran into a random guy and started making out with him?
Yep.
All right. Kevin, what's your story?
All right. This is years ago, actually before I was married, but I was once the sixth largest G.I. Joe collector in the world.
See?
I know there's no follow up to that.
Yeah,
Sadie.
She's like, I have no questions.
I'm not really sure a follow up.
Exactly.
Cool, bro.
Right.
Good for you.
Yeah. Because who would be that? Who would even claim to be that? Right.
I mean, that's pretty niche.
That's pretty good. All right, AB.
For it. Okay. I am an award winning hip hop dancer.
Any follow up, Katie, on that?
I feel like there would be a documentation on that.
Okay. Yeah. Ooh. Where is this award? What award did you win? Yeah. Good question. Yeah.
I don't have the physical award because it was a team thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sure.
It was in high school, so it's probably on, like, my mom or dad's phone somewhere, this video.
Okay. And your twerking style, is it more Nicki Minaj or Miley?
I did go to a Christian high school, so we weren't allowed to twerk in our hip-hop dances.
And you guys won a war?
And I'm pretty sure it was Christian rap, and we got first place.
That's a shocker.
Yeah. Who were the judges?
It was a banger.
Pope Leo? Pope Leo's the judge. I love the non-twerking. The holy one who gives you the award. All right, Katie, who do you think is the traitor? Which one do you think is lying?
I'm going to say Hannah.
Hannah is lying. You don't think she just ran up to a random stranger and started making out with them?
No.
That story is actually true. But it's just not Hannah.
No!
You didn't know who the traitor was!
Yeah, I only kiss people that are my boyfriend.
Not AB. That story is actually AB's story.
That's true. The Christian non-twerker.
I was in college when KU won the national championship for basketball, and it was crazy.
And you ran up to a random stranger and made out with them.
Yeah. No words were exchanged. We got to celebrate somehow.
Look, you were able to figure out who the traitor was. You knew who was the makeout prude over there, Hannah. No one even messed with Kevin being the sixth largest.
That's right.
Yeah, duh. Yeah. Clearly.
Because it's true.
Why Hannah was left a note on her car, and what did that note say? Next on the Brett Maga Show. Someone left a post-it note or something like that on Hannah's car, and it said something. What did it say?
Yeah, so the other day I was leaving the gym and I see this note stuck on my windshield, and automatically my heart started racing because I'm like, shoot, did I hit someone? Did I park bad? Like, what's going on? And all of a sudden I take off the sticky note and there's a number for like a windshield replacement company. So it gave the number for that, and then it said Hoosier. And I was like, oh,
they called you
my
a Hoosier
gosh.
Too?
Yeah, they call me Hoosier. Because I have this giant crack in my windshield, and it really is bad. Like, it spans across my entire windshield, but I guess it bothered somebody so much that they left the number for me to get it fixed.
Also, for you, out of everybody on the show, to be called out for your car looking the way it does is crazy.
I'm starting to fold on that, guys. I was going to bring that up here. I'm glad you brought it up, baby. Hannah claims she loves her car, treats her car. If your child had a crack, like a broken arm, you go get it fixed. You love this thing like your child.
This is your baby.
Yeah, this is your baby. What the hell is wrong?
I've been trying to figure out the best way to fix it.
You just call a windshield place, they come and replace it. How long has it been broken?
Probably 2 months out of the four months that I've had the car.
Yeah, I think maybe even 3 of the 4 months. It's been nuts. You haven't done anything about it. And your family's made comments about it. Mm-hmm. Everyone's made, I think your brother has made more comments than anyone else. Like, he literally doesn't even talk to him anymore. He's like, until you get your windshield fixed, I'm not going to talk to you.
That
he might have been
the
one who left the post
about.
It.
You're disowned.
That's how bad your car has gotten to the point where people are leaving notes. Because you're actually a problem in society.
Yeah, apparently it's distracting people from their workouts.
Are you going to get it fixed?
I am going to get it fixed.
When?
It's supposed to be fixed on...
Tomorrow?
That's
a new schedule. You don't even know what it is.
No.
I don't believe it.
I've had to change around the appointment, guys. I don't know.
I knew it got canceled again. I knew. She canceled it again. It's never getting fixed. And, guys, for the rest of our lives, Hannah can no longer say, I love my car. And you know who you owe the biggest apology to? Is AB. Because everywhere you guys go, you make AB drive. Because, like, AB, I'm a big car girl. I don't want the wear and tear on my car. You know, you got to drive because I just take care of my car so much. As you have a windshield crack throughout the whole thing.
I do apologize.
Happy Monday. It's the Brett Maga Show. We appreciate you listening and kicking off your work week with us. Hannah, what's coming up in the Hollywood hashtag?
Travis Kelce might be all tough, alpha football boy, but wait until you hear what happened to him during his proposal. I'll give you all the details next.
It's going down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. Hashtag baby. It's ready, so here we go.
So one of my new favorite pastimes is seeing all the different ways Taylor Swift gets places, especially in public. And yesterday she went to the Chiefs and Eagles games, and it was nothing less than iconic because it was the Chiefs home opener. So, of course, she, you know, wanted to be there to support. But just with, like, all the craziness with paparazzi, I guess her team wanted to, like, elevate the security. So they decided to pull out this giant black wall on wheels and walk her with it, which I think is hilarious.
I think that draws a little more attention.
I honestly think they should have just had a giant blinking flashing arrow that pointed to her, because when you see that giant black wall moving, you're like, huh, okay, well, I guess she's behind it. Like, it was just so obvious to me. It was a weird
thing. Accordion's out, and then you couldn't see her. I was just curious why she did that. Like, everyone deserves privacy, and maybe sometimes you're just like, I'm not in the mood. Like, I'm constantly always on, and I just want to watch my man play some football and go to a game. But, like, just there's probably a time and place for that. Knowing when you're going to one of the biggest games of the year and you're going to be there. She's been, we've seen her walk into stadiums before and been comfortable. So I just, and who comes up with that idea? Like her PR people, do you, is like, do you call at the stadium?
Yeah, they're smarter than that. Right. Like, I don't know that it was maybe even
Taylor's
idea.
I assumed that it was a safety thing with everything that's been going on shootings. I assume she was like, I'm just not taking any chances.
Maybe that's a great point too. Yeah, I never thought of. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good perspective. But I love that Taylor goes to whatever limits to support Travis. And talking about them supporting each other and the amount of pure love, Travis actually yesterday in an interview shared more details about their engagement.
I'm an emotional guy, so there were a few tears here and there, but it's been an exciting ride up to this date, and I can't wait to spend the rest of my life with her.
I love to hear that he got emotional. Like, that's like what every girl hopes for, is that the guy cries.
I'm telling you, this guy is perfect for her.
Yes.
He is strong enough to handle all the thick skin stuff that ends up happening with Taylor Swift and the criticism.
Yeah.
He's successful enough not to be jealous, but I think also has a softer side. Like, he's like that big, burly man who can protect her, but also has that soft side when it's just the two of them. And I do think he's also not afraid to be like, I'm so big and tough that I can tell you I cried and no one's even going to judge me. Like, oh, like he's like with his football buddies, like he cried. He's an emotional guy. We're like, he's an emotional guy. I want to be like that guy. Like,
Literally,
that's how cool he is. Mm-hmm. He's perfect for her.
Chef's kiss.
It just went down, down, baby. Stories out of Hollywood. A hashtag, baby. It's done. Oh, yeah, it's time to go.
Mega Minds.
All right, let's see if you can get the Mega Mind question of the day correct. Average family uses only about 8% of this. What is the average family only using just a little bit?
This is really hard. I'm going to say they only use about 8% of like the games in their game closet.
Okay, that's a really good guess.
Ooh, I like
that. A lot
of
them just like collect cobwebs.
So everyone constantly playing Uno?
Yes.
Kevin?
I think it's 8% of like holiday decorations.
Oh.
Over the years, they've brought so many, they don't take them all out anymore.
Another really good guess for a hard question, yeah.
Well, I'm glad you guys have good guesses because I don't really like mine, but I can't think of anything better. I'm going to say flour.
You're right. No, I'm just joking.
Oh my gosh. Why always do that to me? But I'm just thinking, like, I'll always have flour in the cupboard.
Yeah.
And I'm not using that. Or you'll have it on your counter in the cute little glasses.
Right.
You're not using
all
it.
The sourdough people are like, ah!
You need to bake more, yeah.
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 Average family only uses about 8% of this. 855-444-MEGA. As soon as you hear the answer, you're going to be like, oh, yeah, that's about right. That makes sense. I'll tell you that much. It's coming. The answer's coming your way next.
Mega Minds.
All right. Give the answer to the Mega Mind question of the day. The average family only uses about 8% of this. What is it?
Hattie texted in and said they only use about 8% of the clothes they own. It's like they only wear 8%. I think that's really good. And Dave says they only use 8% of their DVR, so they have like a ton left to record.
That makes sense, too. Mm.
It's in the same realm. It's not like the DVR, because I don't even know if people use DVR anymore. Like, everything is just up available on streaming services, because the average family only uses 8% of the channels they have access to.
Oh, yeah.
They have cable TV.
Super
they watch
true.
The same channels, or they just go to the app, and everything is there on your app nowadays. Only 8% of the channels anymore. And that's why more people are cutting the cord. Speaking of families, Kevin's son was involved in Friday Night Lights for the first time. Tell you all about it in 3 minutes. Proud dad moment coming through.
Yeah.
Get out the way. Kevin's son was involved in his first Friday Night Lights.
It was awesome. It was awesome for so many different reasons. And I sit back and I think to myself, you know, when I played high school football, I did not realize what the sacrifice my parents made driving us back and forth and all these different times. I realized that Friday night when I was taking my son and his friend to their first time to perform, because now they're in the band and they've got to kick off the whole game. And they and unfortunately, because they're only freshmen, they don't play at the halftime. So their big moment is pregame.
Wow. Okay.
And so you have to get there over an hour before the game starts so they can rehearse and they can do all this stuff.
So he's not part of the football team. He's part of the other team. It's the marching band.
He's part of the marching band, which is when I went to high school, we didn't have a marching band. So that was never even an option. We had like 4 kids who played guitar who would come to the games and
for real.
You know, that was what they did.
That's
it was like, that's kind of neat, you know, but this is a full blown, I don't know, over 200 kids in this band, hyping these kids up, and it is really something to see. It was really, really awesome.
Do they then go to the stands and then play throughout the game?
Yes. So what they do is they play pregame as an entire school, and then the freshmen take off their tops because it was so hot. And it's funny, they look like a bunch of firemen standing around.
That's
and I
funny.
Say that because they have the big overalls, and like the shoes, and but they've got their band instruments near them. So during the game, they play a little bit, like when there's a score or there's like, the defense needing, a rally or whatever. And it's like, okay, that's kind of cool. But then the third quarter, the entire band gets like a break, and then they kind of do like a sign off at the very end of the game. And I had forgotten how long football games are.
Yep. So, tell me about it.
And especially when you're like, okay,
let me tell you about it. You've been,
that's why
you've been
I
football.
Can't watch.
Oh, that's the reason you can't watch.
Oh, I thought you meant
games.
Like you're putting in time on the sideline.
Yeah, tell me about
well,
it.
I also, I danced, wide receiver. Yeah, I danced at like my high school football games and stuff.
Yeah, same.
And so it is interesting. You forget how many different groups of people it takes to make those football games what they are.
Oh,
like it's not just the players.
Marching band. Really makes it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And it's cool. It was so neat to
you
see.
You guys
that.
Got the band moms and band.
Yes.
Did you get a band dad shirt?
I have not gotten a band dad shirt yet. My mom has band mom, but we did get chairs, because we're old and we got to sit in the bleachers. So we brought our little chairs, and watched all the other band parents do the same. They unfold their little chairs and they're all rooting for the kids. And it was just really neat to see because the band plays and they do the Star Spangled Banner and then they form the tunnel for the band, for the team to run through. It's just really cool to see all that camaraderie. But you're so right, AB. You forget how many kids are involved.
Yes.
And then you forget, oh my gosh, there's so many parents. Because Sarah and I were like, where are we going to sit?
I was so disconnected to what the dancers were doing, cheerleaders, band, any of the other students, because I was always an athlete that was on the field.
Right.
And so it's cool to know that those parents are just as proud as the athletes on the field to see their kids doing whatever they want to do, doing it at their level. Again, this is their football field moment. And I always thought it was only about the kids on the field playing the game. But it's cool that they know that your parents watching the band kids were just as excited and just as proud and cheering them on the same exact way.
Yes. And, with all the anxiety I've dealt with my son, worrying about being perfect for band, he was so excited to do it. He loved it so much. And his only disappointment was the fact that they don't have another home game until like a couple of weeks.
He's
got to wait. But he was just jazzed the entire night.
You could hear your excitement as a dad in your voice. So that's really cool, Kevin. Excited. And look, you got to have a band dad t-shirt.
I'll be getting one.